You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
All right, Smitty. Well, this is a very special episode of the Bets and Quotes podcast because we're not really talking about the power trip at all, although a lot of power trip players are involved. We are here tonight to talk about the program password draft, a very historic moment in the history of KFAM because, quite honestly, Smitty, I don't remember another like big event like this where individuals were being selected and there was going to be like a first person picked and a last person picked. I don't remember anything like this because, you know, like the initials tournament and preposterous statement tournament, all those are kind of like predetermined by the host and then they're just revealed on the air. But do you remember anything like this?
No, I don't. This is a schoolyard draft where we are really going to see who the favorites and the not so favorites are. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. I think it'll be a fun event. You got a great cast of people that we're going to get into here in a second. You know, and God bless Tenneby because the man deals with a lot and he does a lot of excellent work on his program. I just have two like minor criticisms about this program password draft that I've just got to get out of the way first and then we'll absorb all the goodness. They should have done the draft order ahead of time. They're going to spin a wheel and then whoever it lands on, they're going to make their pick. I think there's a whole lot more drama if they do the wheel spin a week before the actual draft. So you know the order, like 1 through 8, who's picking where, because that's going to lead to a ton more speculation and a little more drama. Smitty, do you agree or do you like the setting the order at the draft?
No, I think you're exactly right. I think at least a week or two of anticipation and speculation would be good. The way it is, they're going to choose the order, and on that moment, that person's going to have to make their choice. And I don't know, it's like the NFL draft. You got to know who the order is first to be able to speculate.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're in agreement with me. Maybe you like my other idea. And again, these minor criticisms. Oh, the idea of the draft is brilliant. So he gets an A no matter what. But the other thing I would have done, so they have 8 people that are drafting. We're going to go through those here in a second. And then 8 people that they'll be picking from. Why didn't you set it up to have 10 or 12 people that they would be picking from? So you're not even guaranteed as one of the quote unquote pickies that you're going to get selected. That's the ultimate humiliation, is you show up for this draft and nobody picks you and you are out of the tournament.
That's cold. That is cold, Betts. But I think that's a good choice. If you had 10 people to choose from and only 8 get chosen. Oh, that's cold.
Yeah, someday they'll put me on the payroll there. All right. Well, enough of the minor criticisms to start this. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of this. So, as we said, there's going to be 8 people that are going to be doing the drafting. And the way they determined this is it was the semifinal teams, or basically the final 4 teams from last year. So you had 4 teams, 2 people per team, 8 people. Those are the people that Brandon selected to be the drafters. So quick rundown of those. We got Corey Cove, Paul Charchian, a little B, Marnie, Justin Gard, Ryan Donaldson. How is Ryan Donaldson still a part of this, though, honestly? Because, I mean, like, he hasn't been at the station forever. I mean, he's kind of like that uncle, like, by marriage that was married to your aunt, but now they're divorced, but you still feel obligated to invite him to Thanksgiving because he told a funny joke, like, 2 years ago.
Well, what else is Ryan Donaldson exactly like?
He's kind of like signing Dexy's Midnight Runners to a lifetime contract because you liked Come On, Eileen.
What else is Ryan Donaldson exactly like?
It's kind of like only bringing back the McRib once a year for just an hour.
Way to end on the fast food reference. That was perfect.
Well, that's a given. You have to do that. So yes, Ryan Donaldson is still a part of this. Common, of course. And our good friend Maxo, he's going to be one of the drafters. So pretty strong crowd. And it's interesting because I think you made this observation. They're basically splitting up all the buddies.
Yeah. When I first heard about this new tournament, the fact that they're splitting up Corey Cove and Paul Charchi, and they're splitting up Lil B and Marnie. I mean, from top to bottom, you're taking these powerhouses, you're taking these dynasties and forcing them to branch out. I think it's great.
I do too. Yeah. And you're splitting up Team Cake Eater. And then you're splitting up the Drip Brothers, Common and Max. So yeah, it's definitely going to lead to a lot more dynamics. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's like new coalitions formed, or you know, who's going to be the new power couple of KFAN Program Password this year. It'll be interesting. Like we said, we don't know the draft order yet. We'll find that out. You wonder if guys like Corey and Charch, who are very analytical, they like to think through game theory kind of things. I wonder if they have if they've come up with different scenarios in their head of who they're going to target, you know, depending upon where their draft selection is.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And I look at, you know, someone like Corey, who has worked very closely with John Kreisel, with Mike Musselman, with Meat Sauce. Is that part of the decision of who you should decide to choose, or do you go with the personality? I can't wait.
Yeah, it should be really, really challenging to see who they put together. And yeah, I'm thinking of some interesting pairs already, but again, it really depends how the draft actually falls and who ends up at the top, because I think a lot of people in their minds are probably thinking, all right, who am I going to take? Cause I'm probably going to have, you know, if I get that first pick, but the reality is you have just as good a chance of getting the very last pick and getting stuck with someone. So, lots of ways that this can go. Well, let's introduce the draftees, because I think this is where things get really interesting. And you had a great suggestion. Why don't we just kind of do our own little mock draft here in order 1 through 8, and see which direction we would go with this. And then, you know, because we're not going to know who's picking who, but we'll just kind of do our own little mock draft and give our analysis of each of the guys. So let me flip the old virtual coin here. And it comes up Smitty. So you get the first pick here, Smitty. Who are you going to take if you had the number one pick in the Program Password draft?
Wow, I can't believe my luck. So I got the number one pick. And like I said, if I'm Corey, maybe I choose someone. If I'm Ryan Donaldson, maybe I choose someone else. But I think going in blind, I got to go with Erik Nordqvist, to be honest. I think Nordo comes in with the best mixture of experience and skill at this game. I just think he would work well with a lot of different people that I see from the group that's going to be choosing. I think Nordo's my number one.
That's interesting. I would not have probably had Nordo as my number one pick, but you make a lot of good points. Nordo seems like the guy, like, he's definitely going to be competitive. He's definitely not going to let you down. I don't know if he can close though, because he's been in a lot of these on-air tournaments, and he just doesn't seem like the guy that like completely finishes the effort and actually wins the title. But you certainly could do a lot worse. And I definitely could see Nordo getting to the finals. It'll be interesting to see if he could actually close it out. Well, for my first selection, leaving Nordo off the board, it's challenging. It's really tough. There's a lot of ways this could go. And how I think it's actually going to go is I think Swedberg gets picked number two. I think there's a multitude of reasons for that. And again, it varies who the drafter is going to be. But I think a lot of people don't want to see the boss fall too far down the list. I think that plays into it. And Swedberg is pretty good at the game. You know, he's a good initials player. He's just a good game player. He knows the bits at the station. So, you know, if there's any chance to use some on-air bits for clues and things like that, he's not going to be out of the loop on that. I think Greg Swedberg goes number two.
I think that's a good choice for number two, but I really think for a lot of these people, it's kind of a risk reward question here where, yes, go ahead and choose Swedberg. And if you win the tournament, that's great. But what if you're terrible? What if you're Justin Gard and this is the end of your career at iHeartRadio where you just, if you bomb out, that could be the end where Swedberg's like, okay, you're done here. We need to clean house. And again, I get it, but I just think it's too much risk versus the reward.
All right. You could be right there. You could be right. We'll see. Who are you going with for the third pick?
I honestly was thrilled to hear you take Swedberg with your second pick, because my number two pick is easy here. I think the gentleman, John Kreisel, is an easy number two pick. Kreisel, you know, he's hardly faced any adversity in his life compared to something like the Program Password Tournament. I feel like John comes in with the swagger. He is calm under pressure. I'm definitely taking John Kreisel with my number with the number three pick.
Yeah, it's about time Kreisel faced some adversity in life. Yeah, you know, I agree with you here. This is absolutely who I would have picked at number three as well, with the two people off the board already. You know, honestly, my pick was probably between Swedberg and Kreisel. I think he's a great pick. And yeah, he's super smart. And Kreisel loves games. He's ultra competitive. So yeah, you definitely can't go wrong with him. Well, that brings me to number four. And this is a person that I honestly think could go number one. And it's maybe not who you're even thinking. The reason I think this person could very well go number one is because I think Barney and or Little B could definitely bond with Carly. And I'm making Carly the number four selection here. She is another person who's very competitive. She wants to win. She really gets into these on-air games, and you know, you could get a little of the female bonding here with if Little B or Marnie get to this position. And honestly, if they if one of those two is the first pick, it would not shock me at all to see Carly go off the board first. Your thoughts, Carly Zucker?
That's a great pick. And like you said, with Lil B and Marnie getting split up, one of them probably goes for the girl power strategy. And I believe that one of the rules of Program Password is ladies first. So you've got that little tiny bit. There's not a lot of home field advantage, but just the female ladies first advantage, that might be the difference.
Yeah, you take any advantage you can get at this point. You're playing for the title here. So all right, so we've got John Kreisel, Eric Nordquist, Greg Swedberg, Carly Zucker off the board. Who are you going with at pick number five?
Boy, number five, this is a tough pick, but I've got to go with our friend Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. This one gets a little bit tricky because there are certain people who would definitely do well. I think Corey would do very well with Meat Sauce. I think Max does really well with Meat Sauce because they know him. They know the way his brain works. And I think Sauce gets a bad name because of things like the Chris Sale debacle. But I think he comes to win. He wants to play. He wants to do well. And I really think that Meat Sauce has an outside chance to win this whole tournament.
Yeah, and he has, as he pointed out on the power trip today, he's been on a really good streak of winning at Program Password. So it would not shock me at all to see Sauce get on a run. The thing you always worry about with Sauce is if he gets behind, does he check out a little bit? But, you know, I don't think in a tournament that's going to happen. Maybe in a regular Friday game that might happen, but not in a tournament. And he has been hot. So I think that's a very solid selection, especially like you said, if he can get paired up with one of his power trip cohorts.
Yeah, well, and I think you're right. I think the checkout factor only comes into play if it would be Common choosing him, because if Common chooses him and they're behind by 20, 30 points, I think you've got the double checkout factor there.
Absolutely. Common might have an extended lunch at that point. All right, well, at pick number six, he is the ultimate wild card in this. Somebody that we're picking here at six, but I would not be shocked at all to see him go number one or two because he's undefeated. And that's, of course, Robbie Rosenhaus.
Who the hell is Robbie Rosenhaus?
Who the hell is Robbie Rosenhaus indeed? Robbie's, you know, undefeated. He's a really smart guy. I think the one hesitation I would have with him is I'm not sure he would know all the bits, and I don't know how well he knows everybody. I mean, obviously they work in the same building and, you know, everybody's around. So, you know, and he's done obviously shows with Sauce and Nordo and other people, but It just, I just don't know how many of the, like, the deep bits he would be in on, and some of the chemistry with some of the clues. But like I said, on the flip side, the man's 4-0. He's really smart. He's a competitive guy as well. Maybe somebody pulls the trigger and they're like, hey, let's go with Robbie. So I think Robbie's like the ultimate wild card, or has the biggest variance in where he could go in this draft.
Yeah, I think you're right. I could totally see him going 1 or 2, or I could totally see him going 7 or 8. I would say that it's not so much about how well he knows people. I think the question is how well people know him, and how do you feed him clues, and how do you read what he's saying? But who knows? That, I mean, that's why they play the game.
And I will briefly correct you. There's no chance in hell he's going number 7 or number 8, because who are you taking at number 7?
Well, you're right. We're being polite, but this is the toughest choice here. And I'm going to flip my own coin here, and yep, looks like I'm going with Kevin Faulness as my number 7 pick. Both Mutzman and Faulness, they're great guys, but let's be honest, neither one of these guys is winning this tournament, and I don't know. I my mama told me not to speak ill, so I think I just have to pass it off to you.
Yeah, because I have no problem speaking ill, though. They are definitely at the bottom of the curve here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and I don't base it, like you said, they're good guys, but you got to look at their performance, their past performance, and some of the guesses and some of the clues that they have given. I mean, you know, in Faulness's defense, some of the things Muss has said make Faulness look like he might be a first or second round pick. So I do think Faulness is the right call here. I think you've got that. I think you've got that vetted out correctly. And I think I would have definitely gone with Faulness as well. It's going to be really interesting when there's 3 people left on the board and they're spinning for pick number 6. Because basically, you're going to have 2 people that are essentially eliminated with a wheel spin at that point. So I think that's going to be the most, obviously, the first wheel spin, the first overall pick will be a big deal. But I really think spin number 6 is going to be the make or break, and 2 people are going to be staring dead at elimination simply based on the wheel spin on the first day before they've even played 1 word in the tournament.
Let me state for the record, I love Mike Mussman, and if I'm looking for someone to come over to my house and have a garage beer with me, he's the number 1 draft choice. I just feel like he's a smart guy, but he has zero game theory to him, and it's just, he always says that you always want to pick first, or you want to give the first clue, and there's just no strategy there, and I don't know, I just don't see him winning at all.
The only chance he has is backing into the title because somebody else made a whole bunch of mistakes. I mean, keep in mind, this is a man that bet $100 that Tiger Woods would win the Masters. I mean, this is kind of what you're dealing with. And what happened? He backed into at least breaking even because the Ghost won the tournament. So maybe Musk backs his way into the title. I don't know. It would take a multitude of miracles for that to happen. So yeah, I don't see that happening. And I think who's ever 7 or 8, it really doesn't matter, but it will kind of be funny to see, since those two are looked at the most as the bottom of the barrel. It'll be interesting to see who actually gets chosen between the two of them and who gets left to the last person. All right. Well, the last thing we're going to do here before we wrap up tonight with our little program password draft preview show. Smitty, I asked you to come up with a bold prediction for this tournament. What did you come up with?
Well, so when you asked for a bold prediction, my first instinct was to go with someone like Mike Mussman winning a first round matchup, because I think that would be epic. That would be super fun. But that's even too bold for me. So my bold prediction is that Erik Nordqvist is the MVP of this tournament. I'm not saying he's going to win the whole thing, but he is going to lead his team, whatever his partner is, he's going to lead his team to the finals.
All right. I like it. I like it. That is it's definitely not the chalk. So I like that, going out on a limb. My bold prediction is that Muss and Faulness hold so true to form that this is their last program password tournament ever, and they are replaced next year by some younger blood like Zach Halverson and Brett Blakemore.
Brett Blakemore? Who the hell is Brett Blakemore?
at least get some young blood in there, some new meat into the old tournament there. So yes, that's my bold prediction. No more Fallness, no more Muss after they embarrass themselves in the 2024 Invitational. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening to this. Hope you enjoy the draft. It should be a whole lot of fun. And yeah, watch out for that number one and number six wheel spin. Thank you, Spitty, for joining tonight. Where can folks find you on social medias?
Well, as always, if you're looking for Power Trip related content and bad photoshopping, at @OomSmitty on Twitter. Also, if you're looking for Power Trip Quotes content, then at Power Trip Quotes, also on Twitter.
All right. And I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets on Twitter, at Power Trip Bets on TikTok, and PT Bets on Instagram. And for our regular listeners, a quick live score update. Your Minnesota Wild lead the Los Angeles Kings 1-0 at the first intermission. Thanks for listening.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.